Today's Cotton News Line is One Cut. It features Bill Robertson, retired cotton agronomist with the University of Arkansas Cooperative Extension Service. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
When I think of sustainable measures in cotton, there are a lot of things we can do to be more sustainable. And I think that two things that move the needle the fastest are using cover crops and greatly reducing tillage. Now, I've been in some farmers' fields that have great soil health and they don't use cover crops. You don't have to use cover crops, but cover crops, I think, are a way to get there the quickest. Now, I'm retired with the university, but I still visit with a lot of farmers that I've developed relationships with. And I was visiting with one the other day and he said, "Bill, all the fields where I had good cover crop, the cotton's not wilting in the middle of the day. I've got way less waters in it and the cotton looks better." And so having the cover crops and improving water infiltration, improving rooting, and the cotton took the heat way better than his other cotton and his neighbor's cotton. For U.S. cotton growers, if they want to enhance their sustainable practices, number one, where are you at right now? You need to know, how do you stand and how do you compare to your peers or to your neighbors? And then there are a lot of programs out there that you can sign up on to help promote the level of sustainability that you're currently employing. A lot of times those tools give you opportunities to see, what can I do better to work toward being more sustainable? And what are the low hanging fruit? Knowing where you are, and then there's different programs out there that you can sign up for to get the help to know. There's Trust Protocol, there's Better Cotton, there's all kinds of programs with NRCS, there's the universities, there's a lot of different places you can go to get information and get help.